Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone. This is, I almost said my evening show. This is Psychics Gone Wild with your host, Pamela Cummins, and I'm always so happy to be here, and I think it's afternoon across the U.S., so good afternoon, everyone. Hey to everybody in the chat, and I will get in there when I can. It's a little difficult to host and type at the same time, and I see that we have some callers, and I promise that I will get to you. So you can find us on at www.psychicsgonewild.com. That is our website that gives a listing of all the hosts that are on the show. We are here 7 days a week. You can follow us on Blog Talk at Psychics Gone Wild. that song that you just heard was from Diane Garris, Mystic Kiss, and you can go to Diane Garris, it's GARRIS.com. I actually, on my own website, Pamela Cummins, CUMMINS.com, I do have a link. It's music on Pamela's show, and you can find her there, and you can find me. And while you're there, I'm excited to announce that my ebook is out. It is called Insights for Singles, Steps for Everlasting Love, and it is it's only 99 cents. However, until this Friday, it ends Friday, I do have a coupon in Smashwords, and the coupon is WD487, but you can find it on my website. It's even on my, I have it on my blog, Pamela Psychic Insight, and I'm on Twitter too, Rev Pamela, and you can see it in my Twitter feed. And you don't need to belong to Twitter in order to go there, so you can, you know, just click on the link, go over there, put in the code, and you got a free ebook. And again, it's Insights for Singles, Steps for Everlasting Love. Tonight, on my show, the Love Channel show, which is also on Blog Talk, I have the guest Tris Lesage, and that's more of an educational show. We will be talking about her. She has a new book out, and we will be talking about past lives, star seeds, and much more. The phone number there is 646-478-0020. Today, it's kind of a switch because she used to host this Tuesday show all the time, and I would just give readings. And today, I'm hosting, and she's going. She doesn't realize it yet, but she will give some readings. Hopefully, she has her cards. And I'd like to announce another Psychic's Gone Wild family member, Kelly. Kelly, are you there?
I am. Thank you.
Fun
to be here.
Yeah, it's a switcheroony. So that's kind of neat. So, you know, I know we have callers. I promise I'll get to as many as I can, okay, within the hour. But, I'd like to get some information on Kelly. And, Kelly, I know a lot about your family history, but I'm wondering, what got you into spirituality and psychic stuff and all that? You know, have you been doing it your whole life?
I would say that we're born with a certain amount of it. I know that I had some episodes when I was really young, when I was like 5. I had some, I'll just say, dream things. I don't know if they were dreams. I don't know if they're visions. I don't know what they were. But I had nobody in my life at that time to really, you know, tell me anything. So I really didn't know him. And I had a near-death experience. And I got to the other side and back. And I was like, wow, this is, you know, explained a lot. But I still did not have a lot of family support. Of course, you know, got to realize my age and where I was when I was 10. That was back in 1969. So this was really one of those things where it's like, you know, people swept it under the rug, and you know, you really didn't want to talk. You know, that your family members might be a little bit kooky or anything like that, especially a child. So, you know, the adults in my life would pat me on the head and say, "Oh, that's very nice, dear." And it's like, "Oh, you're having a really, you know, you have a wonderful imagination." You know, all those kind of things. So I just kind of went, yeah, okay, you know, my very very Christian fundamental people are not going to get this at all, you know. So it just kind of went, you know, I'm not going to say by the wayside, but I'll just say it kind of went underground for a long time. What I do know is that what was really amazing and astounding to my grandmother, she was the one that was, you know, drugged me to church all the time and whatever. I came out of that experience, I could read and understand the King James Version of the Bible by myself, and I spent a lot of time reading it as a 10-year-old, which was, you know, she was just thrilled. She was like, "Oh my goodness, all my years of taking her to church have paid off." You know, like she was just ecstatic. She had no idea. Yeah, it's like, yeah, been there, seen that, done that, talked to him. It's like, I'm back. You know, but you just didn't tell them stuff like that because they just really didn't accept it. So it wasn't until, you know, I mean, it saved me a lot of grief in my high school years. I'll just put it that way very nicely. It's like I didn't get into a lot of things that people did in high school. I just kind of really bypass some of the, I can't say I bypassed the teenage years because I didn't, but it really, I was very odd as a teenager. I'll just, you know, putting it nicely. They didn't quite know what to think of me. And it wasn't, well, I was, I'll say in my 20s and married and had children, and I had a spouse that was very, very sick, whatever. Well, of course, that was some of the stuff. That was some of the place where some of it started to come out. Was he and I did this mind reading act. I mean, you know, from the time, we met, but I'll say really, you know, before we got married, it's like we got to the point where, you know, we were looking at each other and kind of, you know, second guessing each other. We called it then. And then after we got married, we were able to, like, you know, within 3 months, we were finishing each other's sentences and going, wow, this is really interesting. You know, of course, neither of us, you know, really had, I mean, he was very Catholic and I was very not Catholic. And his Catholic mother never forgave me for converting him to something else. He turned in his letter of Catholic resignation, and it's like I was on her poop list ever after, you know. So, it was a very, very entertaining time there, but... it really was not until after, I'll say after he died. He died when I was 29, and I had two small ones, and added the third one after the fact. And so here I was, you know, single parent with three, and really it wasn't until the younger one was about maybe 18 months old that I was so frustrated. It's like I had journaled myself, you know, writing, you know, because people all, you know, I went to, you know, to some of the grief groups, and it's like, well, I went to a counselor, really not much, I'll say, before 18 months. It's like I wasn't looking for help, because I thought I was just fine. I was, you know, handling this, and it's like, in reality, I was not handling it. I was very much in, my big joke is, you know, I was in denial. I was in the river in Egypt, so I was not only waiting there, I was scuba diving. I was so far out of it. But my children really kept me grounded in the sense that I knew I had to be there for them. So it's like I never did, you know, really wacky stuff, with the exception of one little car incident when right after he died, I had this little sports car, which I got rid of after the fact. And that was something that my mother never found out about till she went on the other side, thank God for small things. But I had a little accident about doing about 130. So it was another one of those days when it was like, you know, God, if you please don't make my children orphans, I promise I'm going to turn this around. So it was really amazing for wiping out, doing that fast. I flat spotted all four tires. I friction burned one tire all the way through. We limped into the next town, got my tires, you know, left it with a friend that was there, actually it was a friend of my husband's. And I said, please, if you'll just replace the tires, no questions asked. I was on my way to an event with another car group that was behind me, and they just picked me up and, you know, threw me in and said, you know, that was the dumbest thing we've ever seen. It's like they always like, we thought you were going to die, blah, blah, blah. It's like going, yeah, it was really, really spectacular. Thank God. The only thing that probably saved me was the fact that it was a Wyoming road, and there was nobody else on there except the two cars. So it's like they couldn't keep up with me, so they kind of came up on it after the fact. And they went, we saw you in the ditch and thought you were dead, you know. Like, we're so glad, but they were also so, so angry. But anyway, so we came back, and the person who changed my tires, he also happened to work for the fire department, and he was kind of saying, yeah, you know, how fast were you going when you had your little accident there, you know? And I said, kind of fast. And he says, you were doing more than 80, weren't you? And I was like, oh, yeah, definitely. I was doing more than 80-ish. And he said, well, the dealership, you know, told me, kind of, you know, they've seen a lot of these tire flatting, spotting things, you know, come in. It's like, and they told me what you were probably doing. And I says, yeah, I probably was. You know, I didn't tell him what stretch of road. I didn't tell him how fast. I didn't tell him, you know, any of that kind of stuff. I was just kind of, yeah, yep, definitely. And I'm not going to say his name on air, and, you know, in case he ever comes back and he says, you mentioned my name on air. It's like, no, I didn't. So, yeah. One of those moments, but my in-laws,
so what
is great.
So what do you do now?
All kinds of stuff. I wish I'd have got, if I knew what I knew now, my husband might still be alive. I started with body work stuff. I started massage type of things. It's like I learned how to do body work on, you know, I'll say regular people, and then it went to athletes, and then it went to babies and elderly. All that kind of, you know, physical work on people differently. And then from there, it is just kind of tied in. I had actually a nurse that taught a therapeutic touch class, and that was my well, my first real introduction to energetic stuff besides the time when I was 20 and in Hawaii, but that's a whole other story. Anyway, I hadn't done a lot with it since I was young, but she really introduced me to that, and I was like, oh. So then I started, realizing that, the nursing profession does use energy work. They just don't call it that. They call it therapeutic touch, and they, touch
right.
people kind of sort of without touching them. So then I went on, I took Reiki. I had a really fantastic person who was a Reiki master teacher, and I took all the Reiki classes, and I went on to become a master and teacher myself, and just, phenomenal. Phenomenal lady. I took Arch Healing, which is ancient rainbow conscious or complete healing, also from the same person. She founded that. And then I just kind of, springboarded off, because she told us you'll do different things with different people with the energy depending on what you do. So I had quite a practice there where I was at in Wyoming. I was known as, have table, will travel. I just, would pick up my table and go. And I got which I'm still into. I network market with a couple of really, healthy companies, both for, environmental stuff for your home and, good products for your body and all that kind of stuff. And, so that's what I do. And I picked up the cards. I picked up the cards back in the 90s, just shortly after I'd gotten into the Reiki stuff. And I really like this deck. It's an ancient deck, and it's our poker deck. And it's something that people, they play regular games with, and they never even realize what they're playing with. And it's so much more than, than just, a flush and a full house and a pair,
I hear that.
So much more.
So, I don't know if people are getting impatient or if Blog Talk is kicking you off, but we're not kicking you off. There is one person. Let's take a couple calls. This one person has been holding for quite some time. If
okay.
So, 352. Just give me a second, and I will get to you.
Hello.
Hi. Thank
Hi.
You for holding. Hi, and what is your name?
My name is Andrea.
Andrea, hi. And, Kelly, do you have your cards with you?
I sure do. Always. Have cards,
okay.
We'll travel.
Okay. How about, you can ask me a question and then, because Kelly does more by birthday, would you, if that's okay?
Okay. I wanted to know, do you see me doing any temporary jobs anytime soon?
I heard yes soon. I'm hearing see you in September. Okay. I'm also seeing somebody taking. It's like a. It's not a sledgehammer. It's more like a pick and hitting it and hitting the sidewalk. Okay. And that means to. Usually it's a sledgehammer, which means pound the sidewalk. But this pick is a little less, forceful. So I feel like, just start looking and you're going to find something really. Again, it feels like September, okay? I'm getting not to worry. All your bills, they'll be taken care of in God's time, Unfortunately, it's not always like when they're due, I know how that feels, but you will be taken care of, And for some reason, I'm hearing the song, Love Will Keep Us Together, so you'll be okay. What is your birth date?
11/12/1982.
Okay.
That's 82. Yep. Wow. Coincidentally, she has the same birth card as Psychic, and actually same day as Psychic
Jethro.
Yeah.
Cool.
She's an 8 o'clock, which is one of the most psychic cards in the deck. Let's see, an 82, that makes her 92/2/12, so she is 30. So you haven't turned 31 yet this year, so you're still 30, is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And let's see what we got going on for you this year. The biggest thing you have is a lot of transition and change. You've got the 5 of Clubs as a long-range card, which just talks about, there might be some episodes of do some stuff for new learning. You get involved somehow in, either outreach classes or something like that, somehow furthering your education. But the 5s are really restless, and you might find yourself relocating. You also might find yourself with some, different relationships or new friends coming in, that kind of thing. But there's really the same. You might have some geographical things happening. Let's see. And you're also in one time here. You are looking at what is going on there. Currently, you are, where are you? You are time period because it goes, each of the planets go for like 52 days. And that started like July 31st. So you've been in it for a little while. The next planetary transition for you will be into the Neptune time frame, which won't be till September 21st. So where you're at in Uranus right now is, okay, you've got a King of Diamonds and a Three of Clubs. Okay, the King of Diamonds is a business person, you know, businessman, somebody, you know, so you've really got your business hat on. Thinking about stuff here, and it just, it says that it does represent a real estate broker or some kind of tycoon who works hard for success. That person might also be, you know, either successful in computer or electronics or somebody who actually earns money with psychic abilities. It may be a good friend, concerned about their coming and goings. They might, you know, the King of Diamonds for you just gives you a fair amount of business ability during that period. And that could be, you know, in financial returns, you know, especially if you're in any of those areas above, okay? Also, if you know of anybody who is a diamond person, they might be a little bit unpredictable. But this would be a time where, you know, not just a job, but think about, you know, what do you love to do? The time for maybe launching into a little bit of entrepreneurial and maybe, you know, I mean, you know, people do like Avon businesses or Amway or, you know, something like that. But I'm thinking network marketing, but, you know, something that would be unique in your own, not necessarily of a networking, you know, variety, but of like, you know, although if you find one that really, you know, resonates with you, that might work for you too. Because sometimes it's nice to have that establishment. You've also got that Three of Clubs, which is really the threes are very high in creativity. So you've also got a lot of creativity, which is, you know, again, the Uranus time period is like the double lightning bolt. Very crazy, and it brings you either a lot of good ideas or you can do worrying and fretting and stewing about stuff, okay? What I do recommend for people who have the threes that come up like this is take a little bitty notebook, you know, just those little bitty spiral bound, carry it in your pocket or your purse or something. When you have what I call those, you know, those harebrained ideas, you know, just say, wow, I could do this. Don't censor it. Don't judge it. Just write it down. Put a date on it. Write it down. Say, wow, you know, this is a possibility. I could do this. You know, I could do cake decorating. I could do, you know, apron sewing. I could do, you know, something like this. Something like I really love to do that would be helpful, that would, you know, get you out there, you know, for yourself. You know, because otherwise, if you don't take that creativity and turn it positively, you do worry. You do fret. So it's like, you know, and you don't want to be doing that. You don't want to be, you know, stressing about stuff. It can also be a card of indecision about something, and it could be about your work, you know, or about people you work with, or about a real estate matter, or, you know, things like that. Also, it could bring you to success if you're doing, you know, again, the creative work, especially writing or speaking. If there's something you really want to share, if, you know, if you have a dream, you know, you want to share with people, whatever, teach a class on it. You know, offer it like at a community college or something. If there's something you have a skill in and say, hey, I would like to offer this as an outreach class, you know, get, you know, some little pamphlets or something together and offer that if there's something that, you know, really works for you. But, you know, when you know that influence is there, you know, you can really gear up for some creative work and you can get a lot out of it. So, you know, those kind of things, I'll just say your success is going to come more by not worrying about things because, and that goes back to, you know, like a law of attraction. What you cast your bread upon the waters, you know, many days it comes back to you. So it's like when you are worrying and putting a lot of worry out there to the universe, that's what you get back. So you want to say, okay, you know, instead of worrying, you know, kind of like the Bobby McFerrin, you know, it's like don't worry, be happy. So really work on changing that, you know, worriness just in the case of, you know, having faith and saying, you know, thank you, God. I know you're always going to provide for what I need. You know, he doesn't always provide the trim. He doesn't always provide the luxuries for us that we would like. But, you know, in terms of, you know, shelter over your head and food on the table and something to wear so you're not naked out in public, you know, you always get your necessities met. And that's the important thing.
Right.
So
right.
That's
and,
what I'm getting to.
And I'm just going to add real quick. I heard the Beatles song "Love, Love, Love." So just spread love out there, you know, and trust. Okay.
All right. Got it.
All right.
Thank
so I'm going to put
much.
You. You're welcome. I'm going to put you back in the queue.
Okay.
Okay.
Hope and that helps. And let us know. Let us know how it goes.
Kelly, I always forget, you know. Psychic's gone wild. It's here 7 days a week, you know. So, okay.
Exactly.
So we're gonna take, here's somebody else who's been waiting a while, so we're going to take them. And then I want to ask you another question. Hi, 508, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hi.
Hi, and what is your name, please?
My name's Robin.
Hi, Robin. And how? And I can answer a question, and then Kelly can give you some info with your birth date if you want to give it to us, okay?
Okay, good. I had a question about, I recently made a huge change in my life, moved across the country, and wondering when the fun in the love life and the partnership is going to unfold. I have a connection with someone, but we have a good connection, good friendship. Don't see each other, but I think, you know, there's been a little bit of romance. I'm changing a lot in my life. I've let go a lot of ways of being, and I just feel great that I moved, but that part of it seems to be on hold.
Right. Well, the first thing I heard, my guides, when you said that you moved, I heard yay. And then in my mind, I saw this tarot card where it's like, it's actually these people in wheelchairs who go across the finish line, okay? And it's like, yay, we did it, okay? So what that symbolizes for me is you're feeling like, obviously, handicapped is not the nicest word, but, you know, you're feeling like, whoa, okay? When things are going to start to pick up, I'm getting is October, November, and December, okay? I'm feeling some groups of people. It feels like there are some events, okay? I'm hearing the song, He's So Shy, okay? Meaning, I don't know if that's for you or for a mate, okay? But I am seeing a woman who's a little hesitant. Ooh, who's a little hesitant to get out there, you know, like with groups of people.
That's me. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing. I'm sorry, I'm hearing like some other noise, so I'm like, what is that?
I hear that
but,
too.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know if it's Blog Talk or whatever, but you know that,
oh, that
it feels
a,
like things.
That was the phone
things,
went off.
Okay. That it feels like things will start to improve by spring. I'm hearing the song, Oh How Happy You Have Made Me, okay? So I feel like there's going to be, now I'm hearing the song Love and Happiness. So I feel things will start to turn around and get better. Just so you know, you did make the right move. I'm getting no regrets. That's where you're supposed to be, and I'm seeing somebody open up a blank page of a book, and they're saying next chapter, okay?
Okay.
So if you...
Yeah.
Yeah, if you want to give your birthday to Kelly.
Sure. You need full birth date and year. It's 9/27.
You know, actually, if you what works faster for me is if you just give me your month and date and then tell me your current age.
Okay, September 27th, and I'm 48.
27th and 48. Okay, so on the 27th, you're a 10 of hearts. Okay, so a lot of your stuff comes through, and then you've also got that eight of spades. I mean, these are you two, you know, your birth card being a ten of hearts, you know, very social, you know, you come into, you get a lot of your lessons through relationships. So I'm going to say generically, you know, you have a lot of people around you who really love you. At 48, it's like about, you know, I'll say a few years back, you're right, this is where all the changes came in, because when you hit that age of 45, it's what they call the rebirth year, which also, you know, the mundane world knows as life crisis. But what it actually is at age 45, your cards come in and they are the exact same as when you first stepped in on the planet. So it's like you have the opportunity and ability to, you know, up everything and go, I've had 45 years worth of learning and I'm going to go back through, because from then on, it's like you have the same, you know, the same cards, like every year, with the exception of the five cards that for, you know, your long-range card, you know, the yearly cards change. But the basic birth cards and where they're set don't. So this is really cool. You've gone to, and you like to say, you know, you've gone through some really neat transformations and changes already. I'm just kind of looking at this, looking at where you're at with that 10 of hearts. Okay, and currently with this, And this year for you, you've got the Jack of Clubs as one of the yearly ones. Let's see, and then you're coming up here in September. Oh, wow, September, yeah, you're within also the, probably the Neptune time frame. Probably the reason you're feeling that really heavy energy is you're into, let's say, you're into that Neptune time, or, you know, just coming right in there. Is the Ace of Spades, which is the transformation card. One of the things about that is the fact that you know, any kind of transformation, it's kind of like, it's like, you know, the mythical bird that, you know, it burns up and it's like, you know, it goes to ashes and then it recreates and is reborn. And so that's what you're currently kind of going through. In the Neptune time frame, you know, it can be, you know, a journey, you know, it's like, it's about secrets, though, as, you know, a secret journey, secret uncovered on a journey, or just, you know, secret information about a distant interest. You've got strong intuition at this time frame and, you know, maybe a desire to uncover things about the past or past life. Represents a desire to uncover secrets about your inner self and about the mysteries of the universe. It can be a factor in really getting you involved, like meeting meaningful, like study or practice, whether it's, you know, meditation or whether it's, you know, right, you know, something like that. You know, something that gives you that mystery focus for your mind. It can also represent the beginning of a job that takes you in a new direction. On the spiritual level, it's one of the most powerful influences that there is. It's like, it's just that desire to delve into the deepest parts of yourself, and you're going to be well rewarded. But it's also really, in, you know, when you're in the fires of that transformation, you're right. It's like, it's not necessarily a fun time. So, okay, if I heard to that, you know, through, you know, I'll say past your birthday, you're, you know, when that comes, you know, you're going to be 49, you're going to have a whole new thing flip out there. You are going to have this three of clubs come in, you know, where you've had a Jack of Clubs. You're going to also come into the three of clubs on your 49th year for a really, you know, again, high, you know, threes are highly creative. It's going to be a really creative time. And with that being your long range, you know, coming up, you're going to have a lot on your mind. It's promises like an you know, ideas, ways of doing things. It's going to stimulate you to branch out in more than one direction at the same time. You know, so you might be learning two or more things at the same time or going to different schools or, you know, working two jobs or, you know, you've got a lot of good ideas. And again, it's like carry that little notebook and write those ideas down because you're really going to be able to come up with some unique and valuable ways of doing and looking at things. If you harness that mental creativity, you can experience a lot of success in writing or other creative pursuits. If you get it carried to extremes, okay, here's the flip side, you know, you could find yourself manifesting that lower vibration, which is worry and indecision. So it's like, you know, keep it on the top side of that coin, you know, the card, and just, you know, try to keep it really positive. And it's like if you find yourself worrying, say no, don't worry, flip that card, you know, be happy, let's flip it over. And the key words for you is it's going to be a year of mental creativity, like writing, generating ideas, or dealing with worrying and decision. So, you know, it's like, and that's really that free will choice. It's like, you know, you have options all the time. So, you know, just at least for the moment, you know, be aware that you're in that transformational time frame right now, but after your birthday, you're going to have a real energy shift.
Okay, good. I kind of feel that. That was right on point. Okay.
Yeah, really, really cool. So, all right, well, I'm going to put you back in queue, you know.
Okay.
Thank you for holding in. All right, and Kelly?
And let us know. Call back and let us know.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too.
Thanks.
You know, I just want to say, like, I think it's called, there's a certain name for what you read, the playing deck, and I cannot pronounce it. But, you know, it's really amazing how accurate it can be because it is a lot different than, you know, the tarot or angel oracle cards. And on Sunday, when you were on there with Misty Sunday night, you had mentioned to me to beware of partnering up with a diamond woman. I don't know if you
right.
remember that. Okay.
I
mean, okay.
I have some information for you, by the way. I need to get that to you.
Okay. All right. Well, but what was really interesting is, and I'm not going to go into details, but there was a woman yesterday, okay, and it was like, it was unbelievable what happened. And, you know, and I had to make like a big time boundary, okay, and this is something with business, okay, it's not a client, you know, it's somebody who I can do something with, okay, let's just put it there because I don't want to badmouth anyone. And I had to make a really big boundary, and I couldn't help but think, is this a woman, a diamond, you know, woman, because I wasn't going to ask her birthday and then come back to you because that would have been inappropriate, okay? But it was really cool. So I guess my question to you is, and don't worry, callers, we will get to you. I can feel your energy, okay? You know, I know what it's like waiting. It's like, are they ever going to get to me? You know, and I try and get to everyone. But, like, what do you, like, with the cards, like, do you memorize it? Do you get it out of a book? Did you start with, you know, reading the different meanings?
Yeah, a little bit of both. And actually, it's really funny because that's what I just gone over this with Misty on how to memorize your cards. I used to have a computer program that I paid a lot for, and it's like I need to get back a hold of the person that, you know, that I did the computer program for. But it's like, yeah, that really made me lazy. But no, in the beginning, you take a deck, you just take a deck of cards. And what I actually did was I got a couple decks of cards. I got a blue back. I mean, like I say, just poker deck. That's all I did. I was prepared to deface these cards because I got a marker. And I wrote down on the back of them, you know, what they meant, the generic meanings. It's like, you know, and the Mercury meant this, you know, it's like, and you kind of go through and now, you know, like I said, I'm restudying, you know, it's like you always restudy. It's just like CPR, you know, you review stuff. Okay. But yeah, you know, a lot of this, I mean, this information that I get comes out of actually two books, and they're both by Robert Lee Camp. It's Cards of Destiny and Love Cards. And, he's really brought it forward. I mean, it's, this where he says it comes from, and I totally believe it for reasons I'll tell you later, and then you can figure out if our listening audience can handle on hearing, you know, something like this. But really, in the Atlantean times, this has been around many facts. These cards were developed specifically for our planet, and it's like you look at it and you look at how the numbers run. You say, okay, there's four seasons. You know, there's spring, which is the hearts. There's clubs, which is the summer, there's diamonds, which is the fall, and then there's spades, which is the winter. And each of those represent, you know, times and seasons in our life, like, you know, heart people are usually very young, very youthful. Even if they're 80, you know, it's like kind of like a Mae West person, you know, it's like they are very, very youthful, you know, all through life. The scholars, the clubs are the scholarly people of the deck. Of course, on the downside, they also wield clubs, and it's like they will bonk you on the head. Like, I have a club child, and I'm going, I want to use this club on him. But they're very scholarly. He's the one that, I mean, he had a learning disability for starters, but he's also got his master's. So it's like clubs are very good with being the scholars of the deck. The diamonds people, they get their lessons with money, and they're, you know, it's like they say if you date a diamond person, it's like they ain't kidding, you know. But they're the young adults, you know, or not just young adults, but they're the adults of the deck, you know, the working years. And when you have a child who's a diamond, boy, try telling that diamond child how they just kind of going, I can't wait till I grow up, you know. And that really is the way it was. I've got two little diamond children, and it's like they were so happy to reach the age of 18 that they were up and gone and going, I'm living my life, you know. It's like they never feel like they're really a child. The spades people, who are the old people in the deck, you know, that's, you know, represents your health and, as you know, the older times of life. And I have two children who are spades children, and talk about old souls. It's like, oh, yeah, you know, I might as well just have my jury of peers here with me. It's like raising I don't know what. Not like raising Cain. It's really fascinating. The numbers behind it, if you look at, like, our week, you know, it's like, is it okay, there's 52 cards in the deck, okay? So you take 5 plus 2, that's 7. There's 7 days in our week. If you add up what they call the spot value for gamblers of the cards, if you just take, you know, all the four suits, it comes up to 364, and they allow one joker in the deck, and that has a spot value of 1.25. So it just so happens that the when you add up all the cards, they and plus that one joker, it comes to 365 days and a fourth, which is the exact journey around the sun. It's like we have the earthly orbit is 365 and a fourth days around the sun. So there's just there's a whole lot. I mean, there's like a couple three chapters on how this relates
right.
to it and why it works, and all that stuff. But it's very much geared for us, for our planet, for us as people, and it's like it's really it is. It's amazing.
Wow, that's cool. And we could probably do a whole show on that. I just know one thing that with the tarot, it takes time to learn that. And I actually had somebody who told me to sleep with my tarot deck, and it was really weird, but that really helped. So I don't know if you've ever slept with your cards. That sounds so funny. We're sleeping with our cards tonight.
I got off on that. It's like, but that when I first started, like I said, I flipped them over. I wrote on the back of them, so I didn't totally deface them. And it's like, and then you would do one card, one card a night, and you'd sleep with one card under your pillow. You learned a card a day. So of course, it took basically 52 days to go through the deck. But yes, you write it. It's like and you meditate it. You hold them. You read through the descriptions, and like I say, in my case, I wrote it on the back of the cards. I slept with them. It's like I meditated with them, and you do that focus. And it's like you kind of go through it. You can go through it a couple times. But once you've been through it once, you can actually sleep with your deck under your pillow, sleep with the whole deck under your pillow. But, yes, it does. It helps. I don't know what, but it's, it's kind of like what he was a really bad speller. He fought with his spelling book under his pillow, and he became a really good speller. So we do get it by osmosis.
Right. Well, listen, we have like four callers, so let's try and get to each one, and we're just going to have to, kind of just keep it brief for each one, so if we can get to, we'll do our best, okay? So, and I'm saying okay to you, but I'm saying okay to the callers, too, and they can't answer me back. 404, hi, are you there?
Hi, how are you?
Good. And what is your name, please?
It's Tanisha.
Tanisha, and do you have a question for me?
Yes, I do. What do you see in my love life area?
Okay, what I got is it was really weird. I just heard open your heart and you will receive. That's what I heard, and then I saw a hand coming out of your heart. I know it sounds weird, handing out flowers, okay? And now I'm hearing the song, Gonna Go Round in Circles, Gonna Fly High Like a Bird Up in the Sky, okay? And what that means to me is that if you give love out, it's going to come back, and, and it's going to go to a higher spiritually level, okay? And I feel like I'm hearing the song, I Got a Twin Soul Baby. I feel like if it's not in your life right now, I feel like there's somebody who's like your twin soul, your love, okay? Which is a good thing.
I'm thinking this guy, but yeah. I'm not sure if, I love him a lot, but I'm not sure if that is the right person. Cause
yeah,
it's like,
quite honestly, I feel like he's more like a lesson is a good way of putting it. But you know what? Give us your birthday, and Kelly, you see what you can come up with, okay?
Sure.
It's December 9th,
1988. December 9th, 88. Okay. I don't suppose you happen to know his birthday also, do you?
Yes, it's February 28th, 1988.
February 28th. Okay, so you are, as a December person, and you said December 9th, is that correct?
Uh-huh.
Okay. You're a 9 of clubs. The nines go through their lives kind of feeling like it's high school graduation every year. So you came into this life really to do a lot of tying up loose ends. With where is he's at with that February 28th, now this is why you guys really probably got on. He's a 10 of clubs. And it's like any time that you have that, that energy of a 9 and a 10 together, it can be really good. But where he's, let's see. Well, he's a Pisces. You're in Sagittarius, so you have fire and water. Wow, that's hard because water tends to douse fire. So that can be a harder connection.
And I'm kind of inclined to agree with what Pamela is saying. It's like, I'm not sure this is, you know, either it's like, you know, if you, you know, especially where you're not sure if it is, it's like, you know, you go with your intuition also. So 9 and 10 together here, I'm just looking this up here really quick. That's why there was such a strong draw for beginning, is because you've got what's called the moon card, and it's like it's in the spiritual. So this is something that came forward again from the past life that you guys are kind of tying up. So there is a lot of attraction there. You've got Venus for the mutual, you know, you do feel that loving stuff, but you've also got Pluto as a connection, which is that's a lot of power. There's going to be a lot of, like, power struggles, okay? There's going to be a lot of things that you're going to have to learn from each other, and those can be hard lessons. You've also got a Mars connection in the spiritual, and again, that's, you know, Pluto is kind of like, you know, Mars is up in octaves, okay? Mars is the god of, you know, war and fights and all that kind of stuff, but in with that spiritual, it's like, you know, you guys could have been antagonistic to each other in the past life. You know, that's very possible, too. And then for, again, that fifth connection, you've got the moon again. So, you know, you've got some really, some things here that, you know, you really, like, you came to work out. And it just depends on you two. I mean, there is a lot of attraction. There's, you know, not likely to be a lot of conflict. You would have some good compatibility. But it just really depends on, you know, whether you feel like you can take that, you know, that fire and water, because that really is what it is. And it's like Pisces people are very different to deal with, especially for, you know, for a person who's a fire sign. That can mm-hmm. be really, really challenging. You know, but there is, you know, like I say, you're either tying up loose ends, you know, something there, because you both got some stuff to finish there with each other in the spiritual, in those spiritual karmic connections. So, you know, all you right. can make with it what you want to.
Okay. All right. And we're just going to go mosey on down to the next. So I'm going to put you back in queue and thank you for holding, okay?
Thank you.
All righty. That's good. Let's try and get as many people as we can. Okay. 818. Hi, are you there?
Yes, hello. I am. Hi, how are you? Yes.
Good,
can you hear
good.
Me?
Hi. Yes, I can hear you fine. And what is your name, please?
My name is Danielle, and I'm calling from Woodland Hills, California.
Great, great. And what is your question for me?
Yes, I actually would like to have a little mini reading if possible. I'm sorry, there was just an accident nearby. A mini reading if possible.
Okay, well, we got a couple other callers.
If my guides have any information for me,
okay.
messages.
Right. Okay, because, you know, I can only really do one question. You can always connect with me on my website, PamelaCummins.com. But
yes.
Let me just see what I got for you. All right. I'm hearing the song, Hold On, Little Girl. You know, I'm the one who can be with you. So I feel like there's somebody around you who really loves you and wants to be with you, okay? And I'm feeling like I'm hearing the song Communication Breakdown. That's how I'm getting it, okay? And, you know, I don't know if I got this for the last caller, but I'm hearing the song Put a Little Love in Your Heart, all right? So I feel like there's somebody around you who you need to open up to a little bit more. I get that you get impatient with this person. I'm seeing you crossing your arms and tapping your foot, okay? And they're saying, patience, please. Patience, okay? So that's important, all right? If you want to give Kelly, you know, your, what do you need, your time, Kelly, from her?
Just need the month. I need the month and the day and her current age.
Okay, I'm 39. My birth date is August 23rd, last Friday.
23rd, all right. Oh, I love these.
And I'm 39.
Oh, so, yeah, okay. Okay, and August 29th, okay, that is...
August 23rd.
Oh, my goodness, 23rd. Yeah, 29th hasn't even come. I don't know where my head is. Wow. Okay, have you ever had your astrology done? Do you know if you're, because you're right on the cusp, you're either a Leo or a Virgo. Do you know which one you are for sure?
I hear both. It's even, and so I just say that I'm on the cusp of Leo and Virgo.
Okay. All right. What I can tell you is your birth card is a Three of Clubs, and it's like that gives you, just, you know, really a lot of creativity in life. Here's where the difference would be. If you're a Leo, you would also have a Three of Clubs as a planetary ruler. If you're actually a Virgo, you would have a... But you got a lot of threes there. So you've got, like, you know, double creativity going for you.
Awesome.
Yeah, and just what's going on. And it's actually called the writer's card. You can manifest, you know, that creativity in a lot of ways. You can be on the positive side, you know, highly successful writer, teacher, performer. If you said you can worry, you can become indecisive. You can, you know, just, you know, kind of free your time away. Even the most successful ones, sometimes, you know, we find you guys worrying and being indecisive, you know, as you have more or less kind of a constant theme in your life. In a relationship, again, you've got that indecision going. You know, you like to try different things. You like to experience all what it has to offer. So you kind of find yourself, you know, really waffling. And it's like, and that really, really is hard. Like, and I can appreciate that Leo-Virgo cusp, because it's like, you know, Leo really has a tendency to be out there, and it's like they really care about appearance. You know, that's really important. Virgo is a little more shy and retiring. So, you know, you are right. That razor's edge there, it's like, oh, my goodness. But what I am going to say is just, you know, keep your thoughts positive. You know, just like, you know, be determined like the little ant, you know, with the rubber tree and, you know, carry that on, whatever. But when you find yourself, you know, trying to go to the negative side, say, nope, you know, I'm just going to keep it positive. And just, you know, keep your thoughts on positive up and up, and it's like things go a lot better.
Okay. Okay.
Great.
Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
And you're welcome so much. I kind of cut her off. Just trying to get to, you know, as many people as we have. We got like, well, we're not going to get everyone. We got 9 minutes, so, you know, we'll just do the best. But this person's been waiting almost a half an hour. 301, hi, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, what is your name, please?
My name is Helen, and I'm calling from Maryland.
Hi, Helen. And do you have a question for me?
Yes. I'm interested in this guy named Taylor. And I just want to know, is he romantically interested in me?
Okay, the first thing I got was he's okay. You know, I'm sorry. It's so funny the way I got it. What I got was him giving you, like, a half a bagel with cream cheese, okay? So I do feel like he has some interest in you, but I'm also hearing the song Getting to Know You, okay? So he's really not sure yet, and he's the type of guy, I'm sorry, we're getting some kind of strange noise. He's the type of guy who, like, will put one foot in the water, one out, and test it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm what my guys are saying is, again, I'm hearing the song Getting to Know You, get to know him. Okay.
All right.
And I'm also seeing like a foundation, and then I'm seeing like somebody, you know, how they used to do the brick, you know, one brick at a time, layer by layer. And I do feel that there is a strong possibility, but be friends first. For some reason,
okay.
I feel that's important. Okay. And if you want to give your birthday to Kelly.
Okay.
And your age too, right?
My birthday is December 9th, 1991. Taylor's birth date is February 2nd,
1993. Wow. I love the energy on this moment. It's like, this is our second December 9th birthday. Okay. December 9th is a 9 of clubs, and that's what you are. And let's see, for that February 2nd, now he's a spades person. Let's see. The second is he's a 10, but he's a 10 of spades. Yeah, no shifting. Okay, let's just look and see what kind of stuff you two have going on here really quick. Let's see, with that 10 of clubs, okay, your first connection there is Pluto. It's like you've got a Pluto karmic, you know, karmic type stuff going on. So it's kind of like Mars rays. So again, you know, it's like you guys might find yourselves in, you know, a little bit of power struggle, but the nice thing is like you guys are fire and air. So it's like, you know, fire warms air, air feeds fire. It's like that can be worked out because Aquarius tend to be, you know, kind of laid back. Mars in the mutual and in the spiritual. And it's like what this tells me is you guys need to keep your, you know, your I'll say your activity level up.
go out, you know, bike together, swim together, hike together, you know, do something like that. It's like, you know, you'll keep that energy really positive. You've also got like a karmic card here. Really, you know, that's what it's called. Also, there's a karmic lesson there in the spiritual. And then there's Neptune. It's like, the Neptune's, I'm going to take that one. That's the fifth one. That's the easiest one. That's just the one that says, you know, make sure you take off the rose-colored glasses and don't see that person, you know, too rosy, okay? It's like, you know, make sure that you're not projecting, you know, your fantasies, dreams onto them. Make sure you see them as they really are. A karmic lesson that in the spiritual is like, that's something that's coming forward. And really and truly, it's like they've got something important to teach you. You know, each other. You've got something important to teach each other. You are, you know, you do have a lot of attraction, but you've also got some intensity in the sense that, you know, you kind of, I mean, Aquarius loves to debate. I'll just say that, right? You know, straight up. It's like Aquarius people love to debate, and sometimes some of the other signs don't appreciate that. You know, you probably don't appreciate that as much. Mm-hmm. But that karmic card, karmic, I'm trying to remember what that is. It's like, you know, it's a karmic cousin, but you've really got some things going there. So it's like, you know, it could be really be a pretty positive one. And if you guys are in the maturity level where it's like, you know, you recognize, hey, you know, we've got some differences or whatever, but you work them out. It's like, you know, but again, you know, relationships are all about what you guys, about what you choose to be into. But again, just realize as a nine of clubs, it's like you've come to kind of tie up, you know, tie up ends. And it's like, and do things like that. So it's like, yeah. That's what I kind of got on that, yeah.
Cool. All right, my dear, I'm going to put you.
Sorry,
yeah,
thank you.
Yeah, I don't mean to rush you off. We got about 4 minutes, and this one person, we're going to get to one more person. And, you know, just so you know, if Blog Talk will let me, okay. We are here 7 days a week, okay, just so you know. But this, and it's psychicsgunwild.com or follow us on Blog Talk. Okay, 7 days.
Hi, I'm from Denver.
Hi,
from
I'm
Denver,
sorry,
Colorado.
I'm sorry, what was the name?
Denver.
Colorado. Thank you for holding and so long. And what is your question?
My question is, I guess, what do you see as far as relationship? I mean, I've never married. You know, my birthday's 8/20/70. And, you know, I just recently had dated someone because I was really into meditation, and, you know, that didn't seem to pan out so much, or he's kind of, his energy
is
lingering, but I don't.
He's flaky is what I'm getting. You know, I'm hearing, should I stay or should I go? No, it feels like somebody new. And I heard September, December, okay? So that's, you know, that could be September or sometime through December, okay? But I feel somebody new. They're saying to keep the faith. It's really weird. I'm seeing you dribbling a basketball. Okay, and at the same time, they're playing the song So Many Men, So Little Time. So I do feel like you're going to have choices. This one, now they're playing the song Solid, Solid as a Rock. Okay, I feel that it's a good person. I'm seeing you, I don't know if it's him or you shaking hands. That usually that to me means a business deal or something. So that could be somebody who's in business, okay, or it could be that you had a deal. Kelly, did you get the birth date? I know,
yes,
I'm speaking fast.
Yeah, the guy
you said out, did he feel young? Because I had recently had this guy, this younger guy, wanted to date me, and he's in L.A., and I was considering. Okay.
It feels like somebody new, quite honestly. I'm not saying don't go out, you know, with somebody.
Yeah.
You can always go out with them because there we go. Saying so many men, so little time. You know, it's always good to sample. But no, this feels somebody who, again, is like solid as a rock. I feel like he has his place in society. You know, he's got good morals, good ethics. You know, that's the type of person I'm getting. So we're probably going to go.
Any circumstances, like in a how I would meet him in a sense, like a barbecue and a. Know, and with among friends, because I really don't go out much.
Okay, and you know what? I'm going to let Kelly take over. We got like a minute and a half. We can go a little bit over, you know, in the air and stuff. But
okay. I was going to double check. You said your birth date was August 20th. Is that correct? So you just had it?
4th, 24th, 1970. Yeah.
4th.
August
24th. Okay, 24th. Okay, let me. Yeah, that will make a difference there. Okay, let's see. Because 24th, and like I say, happy birthday. It's like you just had one there.
Thank you. Okay. Yeah.
You are, okay, a two of clubs. And that, okay, see, two of clubs with a king of clubs. And that is someone who really likes, you know, you like to be in a relationship. You really, you know, you really do. And you're 40, okay, you just turned 43. And again, that is, you know, you're coming up into what's called, you know, some of the pinnacle years, that kind of thing. So you've really got some things going to be happening. That's happening in the next couple of years. Your overall, your long-range card for this year, ironically enough, is a nine of hearts. So it's like somewhere along the line you're going to be completing relationships. And the fact that you just had this, you've got an ace of clubs and a four of clubs. So it's like in the Mercury time frame. So there's not, you know, I'm going to say, you know, not really showing like a lot of romance at the moment, but it also shows in one of your long-range cards. As a result, you've got the queen of hearts, which is the marriage card. So you've really got that on your mind. I'm just going to say this year might not be the best, you know, for doing marriages because you've got like three fives in a row, which is there's going to be a lot of transition. There's going to be a lot of restlessness. You know, you've got a five of diamonds, five of clubs, five of hearts, all in different time frames during the year. You've also got a king of hearts, which is coming up in your Venus. So it's like, you know, where you are and where you're at, it's like you may have somebody, you know, it may be this guy or maybe somebody coming up here in the next, you know, after this first 52 days after your birthday, maybe somebody coming along in late September, early October. Yeah, I'm thinking fall harvest. Yeah, right, a leaf raking party. Oh, that was funny. Okay, you know, so there's something, you know, you are definitely going to have some romance there. The other thing I will give you a heads up on is, when you're 44, that is your pre-birth year, and, you know, you've got that, like I say, you've got that queen of hearts all year long there. 45 is going to be your rebirth year, and it's just going to turn, you know, you're going to turn a new leaf. And you've also got the queen of hearts there as a result card. So, you know, you've got a lot of things coming up in the next couple years. So I'm just going to say, you know, don't be too eager to, you know, to shackle, you know, to handcuff, you know, the first guy that comes along, because you're going to have a lot of opportunities coming up. I'm just going to say really be social. You know, because you're a really social person, and, you know, again, that, let's see, yeah, you're just over Leo, so you're into the Virgo energy, okay, so, you know, and that's good, you know, so you can afford to be, it's going to sound funny, but you can afford to be picky. Don't settle. Make sure that you've kind of written your stuff out, you know who you want, you know what you want, and it's like, make sure that you're happy with it, because it's going to be, you know, when you get it, the person's going to be a keeper. But it's like, it might not be this very first one.
What about creativity-wise? Because I'm thinking of recording a record here in the next few months.
Oh, awesome. Okay. Let's see, musical stuff. Let me look at where you're at with that two of clubs and just some of the stuff that you have, because it's called the conversation card. Got a wide variety, okay, of gifts, too. Conversational, okay. Yeah, you can do really exceptional in business and with people, and of course, you know, you prefer to work in partnerships rather than alone. You've got really one of the more fortunate life paths as a card. There's a lot of protection surrounding that two of clubs card, and you got a lot to, you know, to be grateful for. Recognize that abundance in your life, and really and truly, yeah, it's like I would say where that business card is, it's like you've got some things coming up. It's like if you're talking about recording things, I would say that would be a go. That looks really excellent for doing this year. I understand now that would be the new thing coming in with the clubs with, you know, new ventures starting. Because the clubs are a lot of times about work, and that four clubs is about being really solid in your work. So it's like, yeah, so, you know, go with that recording thing, because that is something new. It's going to be a takeoff, and it's like, you know, see how that rolls. Looks really good.
Cool.
Great.
Cool. All right.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, and you know, thank you so much for calling, and I'm going to steal Kelly's line and call back. We are here 7 days a week on 7 Psychics Gone Wild. Okay?
Okay, great.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks. All right.
And
well,
Pamela,
you know,
we have to run to a Skype meeting.
Yeah, you know, I'm not really sure I'm going to stay on long. I got a lot of stuff going on. I want to, you know, thank everybody for listening, if anyone is still listening. And, you know, we couldn't get to everyone. There were a lot of callers today. So, you know, catch us on psychicsgonewild.com. You can get a hold of me and Kelly there. All righty. All right, everybody. Take care. Bye-bye.